the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, we'll stand for the reading of the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege of having the Word of God to teach us the right way. We thank you this morning, Lord, that you instruct us out of your Word in the practical, in our practical daily life. I pray that you'd help us to take heed to the Word, to realize that God is serious when God tells us the way we're supposed to live, and that there are consequences if we fail to do it. I ask you this morning to speak to some heart in this service that may have violated the commands of God, willfully violated your commands, stands condemned before God this morning. Lord Jesus, may they realize that a Savior has gone to the cross, died in their behalf, took their sins in his own body, paid the penalty for our sins so that we could go free, be saved, be pardoned. Lord Jesus, speak to us this morning through your Word, by your Spirit. I pray that you'd do good every soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to preach this morning on the obligation of children. And if you haven't figured it out yet, every once in a while in this church, I go through the Ten Commandments. And I have been going through the Ten Commandments. Had you caught it? But I've been going through them from the New Testament. I've been preaching the Ten Commandments with scriptures from the New Testament. I started out with God or mammon. You know, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And I preached on the foolishness of idolatry. Thou shalt not make any graven images. And I preached about that name which is above every name. And that third commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And I preached on the Lord of the Sabbath. And the fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now this morning, I've read New Testament scripture about the fifth commandment. The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Christian faith affects all of our relationships in life. It totally transforms us. We come out of darkness into light, out of death into life. There is a total transformation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That word creature literally means a creation. He is a brand new creation. Old things have passed away so that all of the former relationships that we had in life have given way to new relationships in life. We no longer treat our fellow man like we once treated him. We no longer look at him like we once looked at him. We no longer treat God like we once treated him. All of our relationships are new. All things have become new in Jesus Christ. Our family relationships are governed by divine love. Love between the husband and wife. Love between parents and children that causes each one to act in the best interest of the other. And so divine love becomes the governing principle of our lives and all of our relationships. And the Bible teaches us that Christian children are marked by their attitude toward their parents. That is what marks them, sets them apart. distinguishes Christian children is their attitude toward their parents. Only one commandment deals specifically with children, and that is this fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother. And Paul breaks it down and says in Ephesians 6 and 1, this is what it means for children, for minors. Children, this is how you honor your father and mother. Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Now, you know, children, whether we feel like it or not, this is God's command to children. Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Obedience is expected out of Christian children. Obedience to their parents. God ordained that. God set in authority over children their parents. And obedience is expected out of Christian children. Now, I want you to understand that this must be taught to children. That obedience is expected out of them from God. That God has ordained that children obey their parents. They must be taught to obey. And children that are allowed to ignore commands, to ignore authority, are being prepared for failure in life. So we must consistently discipline our children and train them and teach them the importance of obedience. That obedience is expected out of all children. That God has said that children are to honor their father and mother. And as minors, that means that children are to obey their parents in the Lord. So, this, children, is for you. Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. I mean, you're doing what's right when you're doing what mom and daddy tells you to do. But now, this command goes beyond that, beyond just an obligation. In the family, Christian children demonstrate divine love by going beyond what is expected. So, boy, y'all listen to me here just a few minutes. Divine love always goes beyond what is expected. So when we have duties in the home, we're assigned duties in the home, you know? So, Johnny, you take out the trash. This is your duty. You take out the trash. And Susie, you wash the dishes. And one day, Mama comes in, and Johnny had to take out the trash. He walked around the yard and picked up the trash in the yard. And Susie just had to wash the dishes. She mopped the kitchen floor. And she went beyond her duties and done more than what was expected out of her. You know, this is what divine love compels us to do. Divine love compels us to go beyond what is expected out of us and to do beyond our duties. This is the kind of love that is to govern the relationship between parents and children. You know, when you love somebody, you want to please that person. I love my wife. I want to please her. You know, I don't want to upset her. I tell her sometimes, if she's happy, I'm happy. If she's mad, I'm mad. If she's sick, if she's mad, I'm sick. Well, it ain't quite that way, but you know what I mean. When you love somebody, you want to please them. And it's that way with my wife. It's that way with anybody you really love. So children, when you love your parents like God intends for you to love them, that means that you seek to please your parents. And divine love causes us to go beyond our duties and to do things that our parents find surprising. We go beyond what is expected. Even in our moral behavior, you know, we honor our parents when in our moral behavior we
conduct ourselves in an honorable manner, when we live our lives so upright and with such integrity that people around us respect our lives, then we bring honor to our parents by living a life of integrity. So God expects children to honor their parents by their behavior. You know, sometimes when our children are small, and maybe we have tried to discipline them, but sometimes little children, you know, they don't do exactly like we want them to do. And I don't know if your children were ever that way or not, but well, I do know they were. But not in certain places they were. And there were times, you know, that maybe in the grocery store or somewhere, they misbehaved. Maybe throw a fit, catch a fit, scream and holler. They wanted something, they couldn't have it. You ever go catching a fit? Maybe fall down in the floor, and everybody around is looking on them. And what, they're wondering, what kind of parent does that child have? That a child would act that way in public. And when you know a little child don't think nothing about it, I mean, they're not concerned about what it's doing to you. They're just concerned that they're not getting what they want. And but when you get older and you realize that your actions are having an effect upon other people, and you understand that what I do has a bearing on my parents, then we understand that my behavior is either going to honor my parents or dishonor my parents. So the Bible says, we'll honor our father and our mother. And our behavior is part of that honoring our father and our mother. When the divine love of God is in our heart, it causes us to want to live right, not only to please God, but it causes us to want to live right so that we bring honor to our father and to our mother. That is one way that we honor our parents. It's by our moral behavior, integrity of life, honesty of life, we bring honor to our parents. Christian children are to honor their parents all through their life. This is not just something we do while we are children. Even as adults, we are to honor our parents. We do that through diligence, through a diligent work and not dependence. Now, you know, there are times when children can't help it, but I understand that. Sickness, misfortune sometimes may make them dependent upon their parents. But it is the responsibility of children to make a living, to work, to make a living, and to provide for their own. And in that way, they bring honor to their parents, which is seen that they are diligent in their life. Diligent in their work, responsible with their resources so that they do not squander what they make. They use it wisely, and in doing so, they bring honor to their parents. Yeah. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Praise God. I'm telling the children, you don't honor your parents when you are taking what you make and wasting it on drugs and alcohol and throwing parties and wasting your resources that you worked hard to get. You dishonor your parents. But when you take your resources, you use them wisely. You work hard for them. I'm telling you, you bring honor to your father and your mother. It is not an honor whenever you are, you know, living a life, wasting your resources, and depending on mom and daddy to keep you going when you're wasting your resources. Now, I've known children, listen to me, I've known children depending on mom and daddy to keep them up, to keep food on the table. And the wife is going down to the beauty place to get her fingernails done, while mom and dad are trying to keep food on the table. You don't bring honor to mom and dad when you're living that kind of life. You bring honor mom and dad, when you are resourceful, when you are diligent, when you are responsible, you bring honor to your father and your mother. Right. So we honor them in life when we are diligent and when we are responsible.
We honor our parents all of our lives. We honor them for providing joy to their hearts through right living. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 23, 24, and 25, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth the wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Brother, I'm telling you, our parents ought to have joy out of our life. They ought to be able to rejoice by the way we live.
They'll be able to rejoice when they see their children living an upright, a life of integrity, a life of diligence. It ought to bring joy to their hearts. And we have honored them if we haven't brought joy to their hearts. If all we do is break their hearts, bring sorrow, tears in their eyes, a burden upon them because we're wandering astray, disobeying God, living a life of sinless life, and we break the hearts of our family, our parents. We are not honoring them whenever we are breaking their hearts. Wow. God says, I want you to honor your father and your mother. Right. And that means more than just calling them up for one every once in a while and saying, I love you. And demonstrating by your life that you love them and you honor them. Praise God. You know, it really means something to parents for you to let them know sometimes that you love them. And I'm going to get a list of, I'm just going to get down to some practical matters here. And I want to tell you this, too. If you marry somebody, don't you tear down their respect for their parents. They're your in-laws, and you may think they're worthless and no good, and you may have a hard time getting along with them, and oftentimes that's the case. But I'm telling you, your wife or your husband is going to do better if they honor their parents.
Amen.
And you are not to be the reason that they don't.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Hear me now. Oh, yeah. So it ain't just your parents. It's your companion's parents. Your in-laws. The Bible says you honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so, brother, you cultivate this.
Yeah.
You cultivate it in your family. You cultivate a love, a respect for your parents and your wife or husband's parents. And because when you do that, you are benefiting your own family and you are looking out for your own future. If you cultivate in your family a disregard for the elders, if you cultivate in your family a disrespect for the elders, guess what?
Yes.
Chickens come home to roost.
Yes,
whatever you're doing is going to reap.
Right.
Now be a day when you'll be looking for respect. And instead of respect, you'll get what you dish out. So God wants us to respect our elders, give honor to our parents. You know, I thank God for my good wife over the years. She was very careful not only to respect her own parents, but she cultivated in my family a distinct appreciation for my parents. And upheld that idea in the minds of our children of the respect that was due not only to her parents, to mine as well.
Yes.
And that's the kind of attitude that God wants in every family so that we understand the benefit of honoring fathers and mothers. And it did not say, now listen, it did not say, honor good fathers. Honor good mothers. That's not what it says. thy mother. And it did not say whether they were good or not. So, whether they're good or not, they hold a position in your life that you didn't choose. You couldn't decide for yourself. God put you in that position and said, now then, you honor that man and you honor that woman, whether they're good or not, because of the position they hold in your life. Brother and sister, I want you to know this. There are people crippled in their spiritual life because of this very thing. There is a problem between them and their parents, or there is a problem between them and their in-laws, and they will not be accepted, and they will not deal with it.
Right.
And there's a hindrance in their spiritual life because of it. Brother, this is not option.
No, it's not.
What I'm telling you is not option. This is a command of God.
Yes, it is.
It's not a suggestion from the Lord. This is a command from God. Honor your father and your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someday you'll be in my place where there won't be a mom and dad around.
Amen.
For you to pick up the phone and call, or get in your car and go to their house.
That's right.
When that day has passed, and you look back on your life and say, what did I do with this relationship that God gave to me between me and my parents? Brother, I'm telling you, I'm glad. I'm so glad right now. So glad that God helped me to love my parents and to have a good relationship with my parents.
Amen.
I miss them right now. Every day, I miss every day of my life. My mind goes to my mom. Kind of life they live.
Help
them, Lord. The example they set.
Yes, amen.
The strength in the Lord.
Yes.
Their power of prayer.
Yes.
And the power of example they set before me. I don't know if this day goes by, but I don't think about that. Many days when I want to, you know, many times when I lost preaching somewhere, something wonderful happened, I'm going to pick up the phone, call mom and daddy, and tell them about it. And I can't pick up the phone and call anymore. I think about it sometimes. I think about picking up the phone and calling, and then I realize they're not there, and I can't pick up the phone and call them. And one day this will be your case. One day you'll be here for
us. That's right.
And brother, I'm telling you, sad day when you can't correct problems. You can't correct mistreatment. You can't go back and say, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You can't go back and say, I wish I'd have done different. They're gone. And you can't correct it. So the time to correct it is now. The time to get a handle on it is now. Fix that relationship. Glory to God. I'm telling you, right now is the time to get it done. Here's what we got to do, children. We got to get our relationship with God fixed. Because that's the key to all other relationships in our life, is our relationship with God. Once we have fixed our relationship with God, we come to God and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the things I've done. I want you to forgive me. And you get that relationship fixed. Then all the other relationships in your life are dependent on you getting that one relationship fixed. While Sister Judy comes to the piano, I want to say one other thing about honoring our parents. We honor our parents by assuming responsibility for their needs. And they're not able to take care of themselves. And you know, I've ministered in a nursing home for years and years now. And I don't know the people that I see in that nursing home that have been dumped off by family members. And nobody ever comes to see them. It breaks my heart. I might be hard to stand and walk up and down the hall. Look in those rooms and see the line in their beds.
That is the truth.
Look at their business list, and nobody's on the business list.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever comes. I don't care how it's bad. If I have the time, I'm telling you, let me taxpay it to all of you. You may think I don't have anything to do. I'd like to reach up to Christ, I don't have anything to do. I'm going to tell you one thing you can do. You can go down to that person's home, walk down that hall, walk into some room, you'll see plenty of people. Nobody's on their business list, and they'll appreciate anybody coming in, saying hello, reading the scripture, and having prayer with
them. That is true.
You got something you can do. I just told you what you can do.
Amen.
It is no honor to our parents when they get old. We dump them off, forget them, and fail to care for them when they get old. You remember that scripture in Timothy that says, if a man provide not for his own, he has denied the faith, and he is worse than an infidel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that really is not talking to father? It's talking to children. Did you know that? It's talking to children. It's talking about widow. It's in the chapter about widow. And it says, if any provide not for his own, he has denied the faith, and he's worse than an infidel. He's not talking to father, although it applies well. But he's talking to children. Parents who are in need, parents who are destitute, and children do not provide for them. God, I don't know about much about this man, but I heard him preach on the radio some. He's preaching out in Texas. I can't remember his name now. But I heard him say it one time in a message. He said, I cannot for the life of me understand how one man and one woman can take care of six children. And those six children can't take care of one man or one woman.
That's right.
Pretty good. One man and one woman take care of six children. And when they get old, six children can't take care of one man, one woman. So there's an obligation here to honor our father and our mother. One man said to any generation that cultivates disrespect for the aged will someday face what they've cultivated. Someday will reap what they've
Amen.
Sown. God for telling us in his word. This is what I want you to do.
That's right.
Honor your father and mm-hmm. your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. When God saved my soul 13 years ago, I had a problem with my father. My father, I felt like, was too strict, too tight. He told me things to do that I didn't want to. And was determined not to. I was going to have my way. I was hiding things from him, doing things behind his back. And I was determined I was going to have to do my own thing. When I got saved at 13 years of age, I felt the love of God coming in my heart. And when I got up out of that altar, God has put a love in my heart for my dad. To such a degree that I was willing to do what he said, even if I didn't agree with what he said. That love was in my heart. And 13 years of age, I started that night doing what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm telling you, this is what the love of God will do for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is what an experience with God will do in our life. It will fix the relationship. Children, obey your parents. Children, honor thy father and thy mother. upon